This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you decent podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting
at me. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How about cooking up a pile of cum in my asshole?
Ooh, that's a new twist on that tune.
Yeah, I got the live version, so I had an alternate lyric.
Aha. Uh-huh.
At the Orpheum, Boston, 71.
Oh, yeah. Good year for Boston.
Well, 71. What do you think? Patton was the big movie that year.
Is that right?
Yeah, Patton. And
my first car was a 1971 Cutlass convertible.
Oh, wow. 71. Yeah. My God.
I like a classic muscle.
Yeah, that is a classic muscle. Speaking of classic muscles, look at my dick.
Oh, yeah. It needs some work. A little tune-up.
Well, I could use a tune. What are you going to do?
Yeah. But yeah, love a good muscle and a clam.
A clam?
I like a clam. All the seafoods.
Oh, a mussel and a clam. I didn't get it. I was wondering how we got the clams.
Yes, shellfish.
Oh, yeah. Shelby's not here today. We got a big fellow with a beard.
Yes.
Derek. Is that right?
Did I make that up? Even close.
Donald. Jacob.
Camden.
Jeremy.
Ratskeller.
Nick.
Getting a little closer, but Matt.
Nate.
Matt.
Wait, boy, you really look like a lily.
Shit.
Did you shit your pants?
I queefed when I tried to fart and it was all air.
I don't want to get too gross. Some guy told us we were too gross lately, but he's a fucking bag of turds. So,
What a puss.
Yeah, speaking of which, I went to the hockey game today, the Islanders game.
Oh, a day game.
Well, it's Columbus Day. You forget about these holidays.
Oh, that's right. I was wondering why there's so many Jews on the street.
There's a ton of Jews at the game. They do an Islander Jew thing, like Hasidic Jews at the hockey game.
Well, they love islands.
It's really something.
Is
that them?
They put it on stuff.
Oh, okay.
They call it Russian dressing.
Yeah.
But it's all the same.
Israel, not an island.
No.
But it feels like one because the people around them are not happy about them being there.
Yeah. Well,
tricky situation over there.
Life's an island? Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
I feel like an island. I'm an island of a man.
Oh,
something
maybe.
Like, there's
yeah, there's no
there.
One near you.
Yes. I'm a man without an anal.
Well, anyways, we went to the hockey game and had a hot. I want to play a game here. I got a large Coke. She got a small Diet Coke. Two hot dogs. Take a stab at what that cost us.
Wait. Say it again.
Two hot dogs.
Uh huh.
Large Coke.
Yeah.
Small Diet Coke.
Okay.
What bill are you taking out of your wallet for that?
I'm gonna say two hots has got to be about 20 right there, and then two cocks is at least 14, and then I'm gonna say 39.
What? That's ridiculous. You did the thing that people do. Everyone hates when people do what you did.
What's that?
You go too high. It's 34, but that's crazy. It should be 16.
Yeah, well.
How'd you go too high? Why'd you go too high?
Well, you brought it up, so I figured it was a high number.
I know, but you're supposed to know and go low-ish. You're supposed to say 20.
I don't know. That's why you asked, I thought.
Oh, jeez, you fucked me.
I gave you a bad answer.
Now my story stinks.
No, it's a good story.
But 34, that's crazy.
34
two hot dogs.
Is crazy.
If you went to on the street here in Times Square, even there, it's still $12.
Right.
A Coke should be two.
34, wow.
$34, two hot dogs, two Cokes.
That's bananas.
People went, are there with their kids.
That's bananas. I went out drinking the other night with a friend, and I got four drinks. I got two Chardonnays, a whiskey, and a beer. Guess how much that was?
$125.
$78.
Wow.
For four drinks. I was like, what am I doing?
That's crazy.
I'm a guy who gets free drinks at his job. So I was like, what? I looked at the guy like, I'm not paying. I look like an old lady. I'm not paying that. And he was like, what do you mean?
You got to go to Flannery's or some dive.
Yeah, give me a dive. It's all the same liquid. Just put it in a dirtier cup with a guy with a beard and syphilis.
Yeah. Matt, guy with a beard and syphilis. I don't know if you have syphilis, but...
I mean, I don't think I do. Now you're making me think I should go get tested right now.
Always get
safe.
Tested.
We can get you some SIF if you'd like some SIF.
AGT.
Isn't that a Star Wars, the SIF?
The Dark Sith.
Ah.
But if you got a lisp, it works.
A dark lisp.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, we're trying to get to this thing. So I ate an arena hot dog.
Yes.
And then last night I had a slice of pizza, the thing. And I just had, I got some anxiety. I got a lot of dental problems still. Mm-hmm. And so I got all this anxiety. I got a big old shit, like a ready to rock shit. Mm-hmm. We jump on the 2-3. We're on the train. And it's just percolating, marinating. I give it a lot of time to really build up into something, you know.
Yes.
I took a monster dump at Rocky's Pizza, 14th and 8th. Good slice of pie. Best grandma's in the city.
Really?
West of 8th, south side of 14th. Check it out, Rocky's.
All right.
So I eat. I go, can I use the bathroom? They got a little employees only sign, but it's actually a toilet. So I go in there, take a big long dong of a Kong.
Sure.
And then we decide, let's ride to Stand Up New York, city bike.
All right.
Now, when you shit at a pizza place, it's a solo bathroom. My wife's waiting. So I'm just doing a quick wipe. A once over until I can shower.
Never good.
So I got a big monster brown dump, a quick couple double wipes.
Yeah.
Not quite done. Then I forget about it because we're walking. I'm like, I'll just get to this later when I have more time, you know?
Sure.
Then we ride bikes. It's a muggy day. We rode 2 miles. My underwear and asshole are just mushed into one item. It's a real scene down there. Itchy.
Wait, you're still there?
Yeah, I took a dump, wiped twice, rode my bike 2.5 miles to here, and now I got a situation.
So you ruined a city bike seat, that's for sure.
Well, I had 2 layers on. There's only 1 layer left, but...
Oh, boy.
One of them's inside of my, colon.
So you're going to go to the home and shower up.
I'm going to have to stick a bar of soap and a garden hose up there, because it's a real mess. I might have my dentist take a look at it.
Yeah, we might have to do a scene from Pulp Fiction.
Goddamn,
what a colon!
It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Dorks. You look just like dorks.
Dorks. Well, where are they going, Jimmy? A volleyball game.
Yeah, you're closed, motherfucker.
Yeah. Great seeing the wolf.
I think I got a poison tooth or something. I smile and it hurts. I don't know what's going on here. I got to go back tomorrow. It's like 6 weeks in a row. I'm the Cal Ripken of the dentist.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, the guy, does he go, why are you back? This is crazy.
I go, you keep fucking me. You got to take care of me here, Dr. B.
I mean, I know you like the guy. He's got a good bedside dick, but maybe change up the person here.
I might get a second opinion. I've never gotten a second opinion before.
You need a second dentist and a second mortgage on that thing.
It's crazy. Well, he's not charging me because it's still like, hey, you got to get me right here.
Oh, all right.
But I've never seeked out a second opinion in my life. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. This guy knows what he's doing. So
there's not some therapy thing where Alan's saying maybe you like going in a weird, fucked up way. You know,
oh, no, my mouth hurts.
All right, that's
it. I keep going, and it hurts. It sucks. It's not, hey, Roy Wood Jr. is here.
Hey, look at that.
He'd be a good guest.
Yeah, one day, maybe.
I guessed.
I'll ask him.
Probably doing too better. Too better? I'm retarded.
He's a dark lisp.
Oh, boy.
Well, we love Roy Wood.
But anyways, right. Good to see you. You were overseas there. Get into it. Tell
me. Yeah, I mean, I got a ton here. I don't know how much you want to dive in.
Dive in. My mouth hurts.
Oh, all right. I'll go quick.
Well, go whatever. We got an hour to fill here for these folks.
All right.
A lot of stuff to fill.
Big Phil. Fill those teeth.
Phil Hanley. He filled them with some sort of poison. I don't know what's going on. It's really stressing me out because I got big things happening here. I'm trying to make it work and make love and the whole gaze in the military, but my teeth keep hurting.
Yeah, I say let them in.
Nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem on edge.
I am on edge, and I'm very unhappy about it. It's a lot. It's weird pains and shooting and the whole thing. Then I have to have my other wisdom teeth taken out. I went for a fucking consultation. The whole thing. It sucks my ass on Sunday.
Yeah, that's tough. Especially when you got to keep going back. You think it's done, and then it hurts again.
You keep going back. It works if you work it.
At least it's not charging your ass.
No, but I've paid. He's like, you've paid enough already. But I'm trying. I'm like, you got to get me right here. I got fucking wisdom teeth coming in sideways. My ass is bleeding, and my father's gay.
Yeah, well, two of those I knew. All right, well, I just got back. Speaking of gays, I just got back from Gay Paris.
Yeah, Gay Paris.
Yeah.
Hell of a city. The best.
Oh, man. Outside of Amsterdam, I'd say it's the prettiest city I've ever seen.
Oh, they're both quite lovely.
I hear Prague is all right.
I've been to Prague. No, it doesn't hold a candle. Oh. Vienna is beautiful.
Vienna
sausage. I like more than Prague.
All right.
Way better.
I'm only going on that one. There's a scene in Mission Impossible where they're in Prague, and it looks really pretty.
Prague looks weird. It looks like a Harry Potter situation. It looks like Disneyland. It's bizarre,
what?
But it's real. Huh. It looks like a magic kingdom. It's like castles and shit. I mean, but they're real, you know, 13th century, whatever the hell.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like a movie set. It's wacky, dude.
Wow. Well, that Walt Disney hated the Jews.
Is that right?
Big anti-Sem.
Him and Nixon. I'm watching this Vietnam War shit and the Nixon tapes. Have you watched this Ken Burns Vietnam War?
No, I don't have cable.
It is something else. It's on PBS. You need Apple TV?
I don't have Apple.
What do you got?
Netflix.
That's it?
Yeah.
How are you watching YouTube on your television?
I got YouTube.
But wasn't that a situation, like an internet thing?
Maybe it is.
Go to PBS. If you got YouTube, you can go to PBS.
There's a PBS thing. An icon.
App. I believe so. I mean, I have it.
Yeah, maybe I have it too. I got Comedy Central.
If you have Comedy Central and YouTube, it stands to reason you have PBS. It's free, for Pete's sake.
Well, I got PBS. We can sync up.
Get in there. It's 17 hours long, and we made some real mistakes in there.
Oh, yeah, I heard. A friend of mine was telling me about it today. He said, those Viet Cong invented the guerrilla war style.
Well, I think we invented guerrilla war style in the American Revolution.
Oh, boy. Well,
wasn't that what we were doing?
He was a Vietnamese cat, so.
Oh, boy. They want credit for everything, these yellows.
He might have been a little biased.
All right, Charlie. You don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. That was his name.
By the way, hopefully you heard about the mistakes beforehand.
What's that?
You're like, I heard about it from my friend. I'm like, well, you heard something about this before.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. The gorilla thing he told me all about.
Oh, yeah. G-U-E.
Yes. G-U-E unit. They'd hide in a bush, I hear.
Certainly did.
Stab you. All right. So does my girlfriend's vagina. Hides in a bush.
Ah.
Yep. All right. So flew to France. So the whole thing started was my birthday. And the lady was like, hey, you know, you never take a night off. You don't do any vacation. I was like, who am I? And she goes, well, I found this package to go to France. Super cheap flights, the whole thing. I'm going to just buy it. And I was like, all right, fuck it, do it. And I canceled a gig, and we flew down there cheap as hell. We flew on Norwegian Air, which I don't know if you've ever done it, but it's not the best.
No?
Nah, the food was okay, but, you know, just rough flight.
What, do you got a lay in Nor?
No lay.
A Norlay?
No lay.
Norwegian Air flies from New York to Paris?
You got it.
That dog don't hunt. How did they do that?
That hunt dog did. It was a direct. I don't know. We didn't lay over.
That's wackadoo.
Yeah.
What kind of shenanigans are they pulling over here?
Hey, they want any airline they can get. You want to go here? I'll take you.
That's crazy.
It's like a cab outside of the airport. I'll bring you.
I mean, you can't take American Airlines from Cairo to Mongolia, can you?
Maybe you can.
I guess you can. They have a lay, but I mean, I don't. That seems suspect. I think you got duped.
Well,
I think this is like Pete Stoyanovich.
I'll send you the ticket. I don't know what you want from me.
I mean, I believe you. I'm thinking they're some sort of fake organization saying they're Norwegian Air, but it's Dave's discount flights.
Well, either way, they got a Norway on the side of the boat there. So.
Well, good for them.
And they serve Norwegian food, whatever that is. Maybe you're right. They serve tacos. So who knows what's up.
Ooh, all right. So you got a direct tour.
Norwegian Air, direct to General de Gaulle Airport, GDG, CDG.
Oh, yeah, Charles.
Yes.
By the way, Chucky.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah. Then you get out, and here you are. I took a little French in my day. I was in French immersion from kindergarten to third grade. Then I wanted to beat some black kids, so I got out. You know, I want a little taste of America.
You wanted to beat black kids?
I wanted to meet some.
Oh, meet! I think you said beat.
No, I lived in a black neighborhood, and then I'm going off to French school. I come home with a beret and a baguette. They beat the hell out of me.
Oh,
so I wanted to interact a little bit.
Yeah, you got to pull those pants down and
pump those shoes up.
Get the shoes pumped.
Yes, so I my French is there, but it's rusty. So we get off the plane. Here we are in the airport. I'm just going, où est la bus direct? Please help me, s'il vous plaît, assistance, the whole thing. And she's getting all turned on because I'm talking broken French. Finally, and it's much easier over there. Here you get to New York, 18 guys in turbans kick you in the ass and go, you need to ride? I'll fuck you. Oh, what do you need? Blow me.
I don't care for those guys.
No one likes those guys. And then they're going to come back. So we do a little foreskin shadowing there.
Oh, they come back, all right.
Oh, yeah. So we get in the bus direct. Takes us right to Etoile, which is the name of our neighborhood.
Ooh.
It's right by, Etoile means star. So it's Star Neighborhood. We get off the bus. You can see the Arc de Triomphe smiling at you. There
it
is.
Oh, that's something.
What a sight. And the weather there is perfect. It's blue skies, sunny all day with about a 64 over there.
That Arc de Triomphe, it really blows away that Washington Square Park horseshit.
Oh, it's on steroids over there.
I won't even go to Washington Square Park.
No, bad arc.
Fuck you, hippies and chess players. Your arc stinks.
Yes.
Get a better arc at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Is it arc or arch?
That's an arch. What's the difference? They're both curved weirdos.
I don't know. I think the golden arches, arc, They're very similar.
Well, Ark could be a boat as well.
Oh, yeah, Noah's Ark, but that's A-R-K.
Yeah.
And it's baloney, that story. I don't buy it.
It could happen.
He had two mosquitoes? Get out of here.
Hey, mosquitoes are easy to transport.
How so? You can't. What, are you going to hold them in your hand?
Yeah, you put them in a jar.
Oh, they're going to bite you.
All right, I got two mosquitoes in my room on accident.
Bye.
All right. So we walk to our flat. You know, you're all over the road. All right, we're looking for 30 Rubre. And we're just walking, We find it. He leaves the key under the door. Vincent, I gotta leave him a review. Airbnb, beautiful street, cobbles. Everything there is pretty. I couldn't stop stopping because I just went to, like, look at this street, look at that street. And it's the winding buildings going around and the cobblestone and the trees. Everything's perfect. It's so pretty.
Gorgeous. Romantic. Gorgeous.
It's romantic. It's like breathtaking. You have to stop and go, oh my God, I was dropping my bag. Like, look at that building.
No breath.
Crazy. Out of breath here. And, so, you know, it was an overnight flight. We got on the flight at 8 p.m. in JFK and landed at 11 a.m.
In Norway?
France.
Ah.
Norgay. So, yeah, then we got in the apartment. Beautiful. Airbnb might be the way to go. Obviously, there's perks for the hotel. You get your room clean. You get new towels. You know, if you take a dump and clog the toilet, they'll fix it. You know, room service. But something about living in an apartment in the middle of the city feels like you're really doing it.
Yeah, you feel like an artist.
Yes.
And
you start looking through their panties and stuff and stuff. There's perks.
I love panties.
Panties are fun.
I wear my head. I wear them on my ass.
Yeah.
Come on them.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's done.
Mine are still crunchy. And so we got in there. We unpacked. We settled in. You have a great bang sesh, you know, in the Paris apartment, the Parisian fuck.
Now, is the other people living in the apartment also?
No, you got your own one bedroom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Because sometimes you're in there with a French bimbo who wants to take you out, and she got you Mickey Mouse ears and has a map and a scooter and wants to hang out.
Those people who stay in the Airbnb should be burned alive. Get out of here. I've rented it. You leave.
Yeah, you stink.
You know, you get the guy who's like, you know, this is your area. I work during the day, so I'll have my laptop here. You won't even know I'm here. You're like, what? You got to shit and piss and eat?
I Airbnb'd once in L.A. It was a German woman. She wrote down all these things. We had to be like, we're not tourists. We live here, and get out of here. And she was really sad. She's like, you leaving already? And I'm like, I don't like her business.
Was she hung out?
No, she wanted to hang out. She kept meeting us in the door with like a broom. It was like, I just swept. Do you want to get lunch? I know a place. And you're like, no, we're in business.
That's queer. That's rare. That doesn't always happen.
I don't care for it. That was the only time I did it.
All right. So now we're just like, all right, we showered up, we're refreshed. Cause, you know, you're still a little groggy from the flight, and you know, you didn't really sleep a lot, but you're on 3 hours sleep, and you say, fuck it, and you get out there. So we go to the Champs-Élysées, which is like their main drag, like their Broadway.
Right.
And just shops and cafes and bars and the whole thing. And so we stop and have a beer. I get a vegetable soup. She gets a big sandwich on a baguette. She doesn't eat half it. I'm dipping it in the soup. I'm eating it. We got Wi-Fi at the cafe. So we're like, what else should we do? And we go, fuck it. Let's go to the Eiffel Tower.
Gotta go Eiffel.
We're sitting next to some guy. I go, do you know where the Eiffel Tower is? And the guy goes, yeah. He's an American guy. I'm like, how about that? We start talking. He's from New Orleans.
Wow.
It's the weirdest thing. All the cafes and all the anal. This guy from NOLA.
Lazy Capitan.
Aha. Exactly. Nouvelle Orléans. So he goes, yeah, it's straight that way, but it's a long walk. And I go, we got it.
Love a long walk.
Love it. I want to see the city anyway. So we hightail over to the Eiffel, and you can see it in the distance. You're like, oh my God, there it is. It's so pretty. It comes up over the trees. It's hitting that blue sky. Beautiful.
I told you, I teared up when I saw it. I got a mosh.
Yeah, I got moist. So we get up to it, and there's a giant, crazy line, and everything in you is like, that line.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in that line. But you just say, fuck it, and you get in the line. And we got in, and the line took like a half hour, and it was all for a bag check. Isn't that a bummer?
Yeah, it's the terrorists.
It is.
They got these. I went to the hockey game today. It took us a half hour to get in there. It's all metal detector this and metal detector that. And that's Stephen Paddock. He's not helping our cause.
Who's that now?
He's the guy that shot all the people in Vegas.
Paddock,
yes. That fucking jerk off.
Right, yeah. So that wasn't pretty. But you get in, they do the bag check. Bada bing, bada boom, you're in. And we just started going up those stairs. These chumps wait for the elevator. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, you got to go stairs. It's quite a workout. It gets a little dizzying, though. It's scary. If you're if you're afraid of, gays, it's a little much because you can see down. It's cracky.
I get it. It's a little creaky and gay, but, you know, it's a good structure. And they wouldn't let you on if it was too gay.
No, I know, but still, you get nervous. I mean, an airplane, people are terrified. They're the safest mode of travel other than,
true.
You know, tits.
Well, as I say, the two first fears you're born with, the only two fears you're born with are loud noises and falling.
Oh, really?
Everything else is learned.
How about Mehran, by the way? Our dear friend Mehran.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Fell out of his loft bed.
Is that right? Seven foot
drop, landed right on his face. Nose first. Had to have reconstructive nose surgery.
How's he looking?
He looks normal. He looks fine. He looks great. He said it was the most pain he's ever dealt with, having the rhinoplasty.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know how these movie stars do it. He's like, I've never experienced anything like it.
Rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a cue ballectomy.
Never cared for that one, to be honest.
Not a great bit. You can tell it was early.
Yeah, but yeah, he fucking was in his bed.
Wow.
He slept in a loft bed for years, rolls out, and smackaroonie. He woke up just bloodied and like, boo.
Oh, I wonder if he doesn't have a gate on that thing.
He's got to put a gate now. A gate.
Yes. Yeah, just put a big bear on next to you. That's what he normally does. But I slept on the wrong side.
I think he might be a bear. Well, he's like a clean-shaven bear. I don't know what you call that.
Maybe cub?
He might be a cub. Now, a cub would be a baby. That's like that's pedophilia.
That's a gay baby. A baby.
Maybe he's an elk.
Elk's too lean.
Hmm.
He's more of maybe a woolly mam. No, that would have
something
more
big.
Hair.
Maybe a panda.
Panda!
That's not bad, because it's still a bear, but it's not like brown and furry.
It'd be better if he was Asian, but I'll take it. And he likes to fuck, which is not... But I have seen him eat bamboo. All right. So we go to the Eiffel Tower. It's beautiful. It's totally worth the wait. We do have a tradition. Like, we did the Great Wall. We had a beer on the Great Wall. So we got a beer at the cafe. We're drinking on the Great Wall. The view is insane. We're having some crazy makeout sessions. The wind is perfect. Sun starts going down. The whole thing.
The wind was perfect.
Even the wind.
You hate the wind.
I don't care for the wind. But this was good wind. And just the city. The city's huge. It's so sprawling. It's crazy.
Big town.
Large. Capital.
I would think, yeah.
Might be Cannes.
I want to go to Cannes, France.
Cannes.
I think Paris is the capital. And the Nazis were there. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Everywhere I went in Europe, I just heard that.
The goose step.
Those stormtroopers.
Yes.
Is it crazy?
Terrifying.
They just occupied. They had France.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Didn't they pull out? Weren't they wusses? Something happened.
The French?
They gave up.
Yeah, they got a bad rap. No one ever apologized to the French for Iraq. Everyone was like, these fucking French, we're not eating French fries, these fucking losers. Queers, and then it turned out it was like a completely unjust war, and no one ever went, well, I guess the French were right.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for them. We should have been like, sorry about that, France. You're right.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
We were like, weapons of mass destruction. They were like, no, we don't go to war. What are you talking about? You're crazy.
Right.
And then no one ever was like, shit, I guess you were right.
Our bad. Well, I remember when I started comedy, there was like eight guys doing you're French. Well, you must pull out a lot. And I'm like, what do you guys don't even give a shit.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
It's 50 years ago.
But then it happened again later with the Iraq or something.
Oh, all right.
Who knows?
Well,
these people that get upset about history, it's very strange.
I know. It's over and you're dumb anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So we hit the Eiffel. That took a couple Jews and a couple hours. And we get down. Now we say, we're going out. We have this dinner plan. Some guy she knows is like this food nut. And he's like recommended this great dinner place. So I made reservations on the phone a week before in French.
Reservoir.
I called this place in France. It was crazy. Just figuring all that out was a bitch.
That's insane. Don't they have like 75 numbers?
75 numbers and a plus sign in there and an O and a 1133. It's a whole thing. Then I had to like leave a message with a guy. Then he called me back. It was a lot. Just leaving a reservation was hell. But we get the reservation. We get in there. It's beautiful. It's on this little street. We take a cab there. The cabs were a bitch because I had no cash. I never made cash. I was doing Visa, Visa. Take Visa. And they were like, no. And they would just drive off.
Ah.
So you had to find the right cab. That took forever. Got the cab. Got to the restaurant. Beautiful. I got the duck. She got the lamb or whatever. We're both Jews. And it was just great. And, you know, we're doing the wine glass where you wrap the arm around the other arm and drink it.
That's something else.
Really a good time. So now we got a buzz going and just walking down the street. And we just walked down the street. We happen to pop on a Moulin Rouge.
Ah, the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that whole strip is bananas. It's just burlesque clubs and all the clubs there. The strip clubs are called like La Pussy Clit Twat. You know, they're all fun and French and dirty.
LPQ.
Yeah.
T.
And Q.
Is clit not spelled with a Q?
Maybe it is in France.
I think it might be quit.
Quit. Quit the clit.
Quit.
That's the gay anthem.
That's what Mehran did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a great neighborhood. It's wild over there.
Wild.
Itchy, gitchy, yah, yah, hoo. Remember that video for that song?
Yeah, a little sexy.
I jerked off to that 11 times on a Wednesday one time.
Well, there was one of them that was gross. It was like, okay, ooh, we got Christina Aguilera, fun. Oh, we got that one. Then you're like, Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I think it was like Lil Kim or something. Yeah. Yeah. It kept being like, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, Biggie Smalls would pop in a thong and heels. And
yeah,
like, Jesus.
Is that Latifah? What are you doing to me? Trying to keep it together.
But some people are into that. I remember watching that and trying to get the right moment.
Yes.
To get like a leg with the thigh high and the fishnet.
That was a big thing. I remember watching Silk Stalkers. You're like, get off the guy's 5 o'clock shadow for 4 seconds.
Remember the, I tried to do a joke about fishnets. The only fishing equipment that you can jerk off that you bring to the bedroom.
That's funny.
No one's ever like, put a hook in your nose.
Right. Tackle box, baby. Yeah, that's a toughie.
Oh, I'll tackle a box.
Hey, there's the tag. All right.
Tag box.
So yeah, Moulin Rouge. Then we went to this bar. The French, the people say they're cunts. We sat down at this bar. This guy's like, but I was like, we're from America. And he just starts going, oh, you got to go here. You got to go here. This place is great. I'll give you a recommendation. Here's my card. All that. It was so helpful.
That's what I think I talked about this when I got back myself. But everyone kept saying, French are assholes. Yeah. They're cunts. They couldn't be worse. Everyone I meet, I think it's like a thing where people just say. It's like comics saying LA sucks. And then you go there, you're like, this city's great. What are you guys talking about? It just becomes a thing that you say.
I guess so. And also maybe in the 90s, a bunch of fat guys in Jets jerseys went in there and go, hey, yo, bud, where the French fries at? Oh, and everybody's like, fuck these idiots, you know?
Yeah, so, I went. Everyone couldn't have been nicer.
Way nicer than we are, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And thinner. And
thinner, better looking, and better educated. A lot of beautiful people there. The men and women were smoking.
I'd fuck a French guy if I had the money.
Yeah. Bring it on, Depardieu. Remember him?
Who?
Gerard Depardieu.
No.
He was a French actor. He crossed over for a hot minute.
I remember Chef Boyardé.
That's Italian.
Well, whatever.
What can you do?
Spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Ravioli. So then we started. He just goes, you want to just walk around? I was like, we just want to walk around. He's like, go up to Sacré-Cœur.
Sacramento.
Sacred Heart.
Oh, Sacred Heart.
Big church. So we just start walking up. It's in the neighborhood of Montmartre. And we just start walking up, and it just, every cafe is picturesque. Like, everything is a thing there.
Yeah, you want to just sit in every place you see.
Yeah, exactly.
Every fruit stand. You want a coffee, a cappuccino.
That's exactly right. You want a gelato. You want a coffee, a tea. Everything is something. And there's a guy in a striped shirt smoking a skinny cigarette, and he looks like a dick. He's got a big nose and a little mustache. And you're like, oh, man, it's all a thing. And you know when you're taking Instagrams, you're like, I shouldn't post too many. I posted like 38 Instagrams.
You want to just have it out there. You want to share. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And there's a candlelight and a twinkle, and the moon was full, and it shines on the cobble dicks and the whole thing.
The city's like that. And then hiking is like that, too, where like you want to put your phone away and be one with the city or one with nature, but you're like, I want to remember every single fucking inch of this. It's so good. You can't stop. That's what I'll do when I'll hike or go to... I just start just turning and snapping photos and look at them later.
Right. And you go through them later. And that's also fun. Look at them later and picking the right one and filtering it.
A lot of fun. Life is good.
Life is good. And you know, I keep getting these comments. What a life you have. Holy shit. Oh my, I'm like, you could do this. The flights are on the internet. Get out there. Live your life.
Well, people have a hard time taking the days off and collecting the money. A lot of people don't have great jobs.
She did it. She's got a day job.
Well, you sound like a fucking Republican. She did it. But it's like, well, some people don't have a job.
I'm just saying.
As good of a job or an education. Or they're not beautiful white women.
Well, I mean, obviously people can have problems and can't do shit and have limitations. But I think people can do more than they do.
Certainly. People's brain, their minds, or fear hold them back.
It's a lot of fear. Yeah, it's a lot of, well, peril. I can't do that. I'm going to fly. Where am I going to live? Where am I going to stay? Where am I going to get McDonald's? Give it a shot. Fail at something.
I just think the majority of Americans can't afford to get a fucking $2,000 flight and take 6 days off. That's why they vacation at fucking Canobie Lake Park or whatever. Staycation.
Canobie Lake Park. Sounds nice.
Times are hard.
Yeah, all right.
And the boulevard. And then also a lot of Americans, too, they don't want to go to foreign-speaking countries. They're like, well, I don't want to go learn French. That's the annoying part.
I hate that shit.
I think part of it is that we're force-fed this thing that America is the greatest country on earth. And
could be something.
God bless America. And God, this is God. Because the people go, why would I want to go? Europe sucks. America's number one. We beat it into us to not leave the country.
I hear you, but then they're saying, you're so lucky. So which one is it? Do you want to come here or do you not want to come here?
Well, there's different strokes for different folks. Some people are saying that. A lot of people are looking and going, who wants to go to France? What an idiot.
I'm saying the people who commented.
Hear you. We have the least amount of passports per capita of any country.
I completely believe that.
Crazy.
I have two. All right. So We go to this church, Sacre Coeur. It's beautiful. It's old. It's fucking ridiculous. Everything is well lit, you know, at night. And up to the church, when you get to the church, there's these steps going down and down. You can't even see the bottom. On the steps, it's full of kids drinking, singing, strum guitar, smoking.
Magical.
You're like, oh my God, they're sitting on the stairs. The whole steps are full of just people out at night. It's a Friday night. This is their night, and they're just debating and hugging and dancing on the stairs. It's a beautiful thing.
French fries?
They're out there. Yeah, I saw a French door.
That's nice.
It was so nice. Then you go all the way on the steps, and there's a big landing, which you can overlook the whole city. And it's like, come on, Perry. You nailed it.
It's really good. It's all these things you hear about in life being great.
Yes.
And then you go experience. You're like, oh, this is what they're all talking about.
This is it.
You go to Paris. You're like, this is unbelievable. You're like, yeah, what do you think they're talking about?
I know. This exactly. It's the most beautiful city. And every city, you know, when you go to a nice city, they go, you know, Philadelphia, based on Paris. Designed after Paris. You're like, I get it now. No shit. Now I'm in the original place.
Saigon.
Shanghai.
Nice to meet you.
Huckleberry. Yeah, so it was just beautiful. You know, you got your girl, you're holding hands, and you got a beer buzz going, and the weather's perfect. The whole thing was just killer. And we see it like a tramway thing going down this hill, because, you know, we're way up north.
Right.
And so we see this tram, so we're like, let's get on that tram. Fuck it. We're just trying shit.
Trammy.
Yeah, and so we see it's a turnstile, and I'm a little drunk, and I'm like, fuck, I'm sick of paying for stuff, because you got to figure out the buttons and go to the computer screen, so we just jump the thing, and we get in, we're in the tram with this crazy drunk guy, he's like, oh, jump in the tram, oh, you know, doing that whole thing, he's like mocking us, and we're like, all right, how long am I going to have to knock this guy out, like, how long are we going to, until these doors open again.
He's probably a pussy, French fag.
I shouldn't say
that. Sorry about the language.
Well, it's a cigarette.
We'll cut it later.
Yeah. So we get out, then we walk some more. You just don't want to go home because it's so pretty, but you're so tired and jet-lagged and you're kind of hammered.
Jet-fagged.
Yeah. So we just had a great night, and we went home and banged, and we did this thing where she...
Oh, boy.
She likes to show off the bod. She's got a hot bod.
Oh, God.
So we're fooling around, and we're going at it in the apartment, and she's... I got her head out the window, tits out the window, and I'm banging her from behind.
Out the window?
Yeah, so she's half out the window. The whole world can see her, but we're up a couple floors, so her tits are flapping around.
Oh, my God.
Right out the window.
Holy hell, I'm getting a French hard on over here.
Yeah, you got a French fry. Salted.
It's bigger than a fry, I hope.
Wow.
It's a French burger.
Maybe a cannoli.
French dog.
Mm-hmm.
Poodle.
Uh-huh.
Are those French?
I think so.
A French bulldog.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Poodles feel French, though, don't they? They're dainty. They're
curly.
They're kind of ugly, but people think they're pretty.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. Neuter it. So, yeah, we bang out the window. That was hot. And just really have a fun night.
OTWB.
Thank you.
Out the window bang.
Yeah. Count it. And, yeah, so then the next day we sleep in a little bit. Next day, big day, because now we got the full day here.
Love the full day.
Big full day. We wake up, shower, I think we bang again, and we go to the catacombs.
Catacombs!
You familiar?
I'm familiar.
Basically, for the layman at home, the cemeteries got all fucked up, and the bones were starting to protrude into buildings and coming up into, like, the sewers and shit. The cemetery got too full.
Sounds like my mouth.
Yes!
I got bones sticking out of everywhere.
Well, they fixed this first go. So, they said, all right, we got all these bones. These are, like, you know, impressive people, a lot of, like, artists and famous people in there. We want to preserve these bones. I don't know why. It seems really stupid. But it was this 1700s or whatever. So they go, fuck it. Let's build like an underground layer and put all the bones and shit under there, like a bone museum kind of thing with just hallways full of bones.
Wow.
I don't know what they were thinking, but they call it the catacombs, and it's eerie and weird and dark. So you go down the spiral staircase, and there's all these like fun facts as you go down. Like you're actually going, right now you're at the subway. Oh no, right now you're at the water pipe level. Right now you're at the subway. Now you're under the subway system. Now you're super, you're this many feet under the ground. Blah, blah, blah. And it starts getting colder under there.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
And weird,
spooky.
And air pressure. Very spooky. And you start going through these tunnels, and it's just dimly lit. I got some photos, check my Instagram. And it's all just walls lined with bones, mostly tibias.
Dimly lit, isn't that the guy you met in China?
Hey, hey!
Dimly lit.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
No. And then just bones and skulls and feet and hands and just that's the wall. It's wild. And they have all these facts like, you know, John Joseph died down here and they put his bones up here, blah, blah. We had a tour guide and he's like, a lot of people are having raves down here. I don't know how they got down here.
Wow.
And they said a guy died down here on a tour. We never found him. Then we found him like 6 years later, just dead with like a lantern next to him.
Jesus.
There's so many tunnels and corridors. And yeah, the skull's just right there. You can touch them. I was just rubbing skulls, knocking people on the head, touching teeth, picking noses. It was great. And they said this guy, his jawbone got stolen last year by some crazy kids. I was like, you can just steal a jawbone.
Someone stole mine.
That's right.
I go top teeth right to an Adam's apple. It's a real problem.
Better go back to the combs. Pick that up. Yeah, so that was wild. Then we get out of there. We had a great time. And we go to the Louvre.
Ah, the Louvre.
We take the subway everywhere. Big subway town. The subway's so good there.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for terrorists, though.
And pickpockets.
Yeah. They throw acid in your face.
Is that right?
Yeah, some American tourists had acid thrown in their face by a couple of you-know-whos.
Wow, I prefer shrooms. But, yeah, so we get to the Louvre, and we get up. Now, this is the clinker.
Uh-oh.
This is where I throw a wrench in the anal. I brought some Molly with me.
Oh, Molly.
Now, this was given to me from that crock pot.
The surfer guy.
Yes.
The San Diego guy.
At the live show.
Wow. And he gave me $1.14 off of Starbucks tea.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess we're even.
I'm saving it for Paris.
Yeah, why not? The dollar's worse there. So we're in the line for the Molly. Another bag check. The line takes forever. We get in the Louvre. I go, here we go. I take out that rumpled piece of garbage. Or a toilet paper. There's a little rock. Looks like a crystal. And the guy was like, the surfer guy was like, hey, this is strong shit. So just bite off a little morsel.
Uh-huh.
Keep it under your tongue.
Mm.
And you'll be good. Now I forgot all that.
Oh,
so we just
boy.
Bit into that fucker and swallowed it.
Oh, boy.
Which is not, it shocks the system. You're supposed to let it marinate and go in slowly.
Oh.
But I just nicked it. And you know, also, you're out in public. You don't want people seeing you chew on drugs. So I just popped it in and swallowed the fucker.
Oh, boy.
And she did the same. So now we're getting in the loo, we're paying, okay, here we go, okay, do you want the audio or the non-audio? Give me the audio, fuck it, I want the headphones. So we go in, now we're in the Louvre, hey, it's very beautiful, Italian sculptings and statues and oil paintings, beautiful. Oh, God, I'm feeling pretty good. She's like, oh, man, I'm on the moon. Now we're touching, we're rubbing, we got the fucking headset going. We are just on cloud nine, the euphoria pumping through us. I can't even describe it. We're in Paris, in the Louvre, looking at priceless works of art, just like, just all over each other, like, look at this painting, the beauty. I'm on my knees in front of a fucking sculpture. Oh, I can't take how beautiful it is, breathtaking.
Boy.
The Chinese children are walking by. Oh my God, it was crazy.
Feeling Louvre-y.
Yes. Very Louvre-y.
I'm in the Louvre for love. Louvre-ing on up.
Yeah! Louvre over Beethoven.
Even the Louvres get lucky sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well. Louvre-y-goozy?
Louvre yourself in the music, the moment. You want it. You better never let it go. Ho!
Oh, you snooze, you Louvre.
Oh, well, now we're talking. Born to Louvre and destined to fail.
All right.
All right, let's Louvre it on here.
All right. So, I don't know if you know this about me, but whenever I take hard drugs, they don't really kick in for me until I take a shit.
Oh, wow.
This is a constant in my life. Ecstasy, shrooms, acid, meth. Heroin, whatever I'm taking.
Boy, what is it? Your shit is just absorbing, I guess.
It absorbs it, so my body's like, if you want this to work, you got to get this out. We can't do both.
Really? Now, the drug goes where your shit was.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The shit is in the drug spot, and the drug's going, hey, you're done.
Now,
my
what
turn.
Happens if you take a suppository?
Oh.
It might explode in there.
I might puke.
Like a civil war.
I'd have to come out the other way.
Puke, that's a funny word. Can I use that?
So now she's like, you know what? I got a shit, too. So now we're both like, oh, now we're both running up and down the hallways going, oui, la toilette, to these fucking Frenchies. And they're going, oh, well, it's kind of a, you should have pooed before you got in here. I was like, well, I didn't know I was going to have to shit, you lunatic, get out of my way.
You can't poo in the Louvre.
Yeah, you lunatic. So I finally had to go all the way back out the entrance find the bathroom. She found one bathroom. I was like, all right, there's the men's, there's the women. I'll see you in 20 minutes. And she's like, all right, meet me right here. I go into my bathroom. There's an old French bag cleaning the floors. And I go, how much longer? Di minute? Give me some time frame. She goes, ah, get out of here. Ah, American scum. And I was like, fuck. So I had to go downstairs, find another bathroom. Now I'm shitting my brains out just in awe of the world. Oh, my God. I'm tenfold now. It's all over me. I'm shitting. I got my dick right there. I'm touching my dick. I'm feeling everything. And now I realize, I look at my phone, the Louvre has Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So now I'm like, I'm on Facebook in the best museum in the world with the priceless works of art. And I'm looking at Facebook like, this is amazing. Every caption, every post is like blowing my mind. And it's just euphoria all day long. So I just stayed on that can for, it must have been 2-3 days. And finally I get out. She's like, where the hell you been? I was like, I had Wi-Fi. It was a whole thing. So plus you haven't been on your phone all day. So you're answering texts. You're talking to your dad. It's a whole thing. So I finally get out. Now we go back into the Louvre and we're just all over the place. I'm touching the paintings. I'm licking the sculptures. And finally, you know, 2 hours go by and something happened because you're supposed to dissolve it. We just ate it. So it went, the whole thing was like sped up. And now it went through me. So now we're kind of coming down. And we're sweating. We're kind of cracked out. It's like after you have too much caffeine. And I'm like, my anxiety's through the roof. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. And now I'm miserable. It came and went just like that.
Crash.
Big crash. And so we get the hell out of there. Now we're out in the world again. We're like, oh, my God. The bright sun hits you. And you're like, what are we doing? Where are we? Who are we? I hate you. You hate me. We're miserable. We go to this cafe. We're just trying to get it together. And we're like, what do you want to do? And you can't eat. So we go into the cafe. We're like shaking and like our eyes are shot. And we're like, what'd you suggest? This guy goes, go to a rooftop bar. Take a load off. I go, rooftop bar. That sounds great. So he sends us to the Hotel de Ville.
Oh.
Beautiful hotel. Kind of their Waldorf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We get there and there's a long line. We wait in the line that we're cracked out in the line. And I realize this is kind of gross. So don't judge me here, Matt. I go, well, I still got the rest of that Molly because we bit off a morsel. Maybe that'll help us out. She's like, yeah, I guess we should. So we crack the rest of it. We just take it all in line. Now we're up on the roof. We're rolling again.
You're back up, baby.
I'm back on the horse. I'm chasing the dragon.
Flogging Molly.
So we're up there and whoo, good golly, Miss Molly. We are rolling and now we're drinking and money's no object. And I'm talking to French people and I'm so annoying and I'm singing, I'm dancing. I got like, you know, the fruit on my head like Esmeralda and I'm doing the can-can and all this shit. And I'm doing the thing where I'm dancing on the ledge of the roof. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got it.
You know? Oh, Jesus. You can fall. You can be like Mehran.
I know.
Land on that nose.
Yeah. Radio. I wish I had that nose. It'll break your fall. So, yeah. And then we went to dinner. Beautiful dinner.
That was fun. You just started with we. You went wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee went to dinner.
Oh, look at that.
I wonder if that was Freudian.
Yes. It stuck with me.
Vienna.
Wee-wee.
We went to dinner.
So we went to dinner, and we had a great meal. Then we got drunk at a bunch of bars and talked about life and love and philosophy. And
you're going to be married by the end of November.
You think so?
Maybe. Who knows?
There's a lot of comments about that.
Oh, boy. Well, that's what people do. She probably was thinking you're going to propose.
Ooh.
This is what you have to do when you're in a relationship and it gets, you know, serious and gay. When you're going somewhere, you have to go, hey, do you want to go here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not proposing. Because the family
starts
to go, oh, you're going to France with your boyfriend. I know what that means. This happens a lot.
It does.
And then people come back. They're like, so? And you're like, no. And then they start to resent you. So you got to say, first and foremost, hey, listen, I want to go to the, you know.
The Alps.
Caribbean, but no ring.
Wow.
You got to start saying that. Or else she's sitting there, you're going, boy, I got you a dessert. And she's looking through the cupcake for a fucking ring here.
Well, what about moving in? Don't you move in first, at least? No one jumps right to propose.
I proposed before I lived together.
No.
Yeah, well before.
Is that right?
A full year. Well, we stayed together every night. But you propose, you feel the love, you feel the spark.
Interesting.
You're on the tower and the whole thing.
All right, well, no cupcakes.
Well, just let her know.
All right.
Because she's going to be looking all over your suitcase. You take your dick out, you're going to be like, blow me. She's going to be looking at the tip of your dick for a diamond.
Well, there's some kind of rock in there, I'm sure. Might be a pebble. All right. Well, it's good to know. I don't want to let anybody down here.
Well, you got to be careful.
All right.
Don't let me down.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, so now we're drunk, and now we're out there, and now the Molly's gone. We feel all right. We're drunk. Now I just got a craving for a crepe.
A creping.
It just hit me. I got a creping.
You took a crepe earlier. A crap and a crepe.
A crepe and a crap. And I just needed a crepe. I had to have it. Statutory crepe. So,
Weinstein.
We're just walking around and a couple places. It shuts down early over there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, they're Catholics and.
They are Catholics.
Something. Very Catholic.
Very Catholic. I saw a lot of comedy shows too, like a lot of Comédie de Paris spots.
Oh, wow.
Which was interesting, yeah. So, but yeah, these Catholics, they shut it down, but I also saw a lot of, they drank early. It was adorable because you're sitting there having dinner and looking out the window, and there's a bunch of teens walking together holding a bottle of wine, like going to a house party. Like, oh my God, it's so French. One of them had a block of cheese. It's great.
Well, I think I talked about that too. Like, I walked out around in the morning, every single person had an 8-foot baguette.
Yes!
It looked like the Civil War. They're all carrying their big bayonet. Bagel, whatever. What do you call it again? I just said it.
Baguette. Yes.
Baguette.
It's amazing because you go, you know, you go somewhere like, all right, oh, I'm going to Detroit. I want to see a tire fire and a hobo fist fight.
Right.
And then you're like, ah, this is actually kind of nice. What the fuck? Or you go to China, you're like, I want to see a guy in a triangular hat and a rice patty and a guy eating a dog on a stick. Yeah, but you don't see that. Then you go to Paris, you're like, there's a guy in a striped shirt smoking a cigarette, and there's a faggot.
They all smoke over there,
too. Oh, they just banned the smoking in the bars, thank God.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but that took a while, I heard. But they all smoke, and they look great doing it, but the kids there are very grown up, too. They're very mature.
Lazy bulls.
So, yeah. But I'll tell you, when that Molly crashed, I was on the knocking on the door of a panic attack.
Oh, boy.
Whew, it was rough. But we got over it, and we got drunk. Booze saved the day. Crepe all over town. We're looking all over town. No luck with the crepe.
Crepes of wrath.
So I go, all right, we got to just go home. We go home, have a weird bang, because it's, you know, Molly.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not great. And we wake up, and we go, this is our last day. We got to be out the door at 4 p.m. to catch our flight.
Last tango in Paris.
7 o'clock flight, arriving at 9 p.m. Not bad.
7 p.m.? Arriving at 9 p.m.?
Not bad.
Oh, that's fun.
Or 9:30, but still.
Back in time.
Yeah. So this is when it gets kooky. We go out to Notre Dame.
Oh, great school.
Yes. Hell of a hunchback. We take the subway there. That might be the prettiest area. We had dinner or had lunch at La Brasserie St. Louis.
I saw the St. Louis Blues play hockey today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they won in overtime. Shootout.
So we go there. She gets a big ham shoulder. It's this big hunk of ham. I think it was an accident.
I was going to say that about her.
Hunk of ham?
She got a ham shoulder.
Oh.
I'm joking. She listens. I'm kidding.
She got a ham shoulder.
I went for a bit. You got great shoulders, young lady.
She got a ham shoulder. I got a turkey neck. What are you going to do? So yeah, banged, had a hell of a meal. Then we saw Notre Dame. Beautiful, crazy inside. It's unreal. That whole area is perfect. We found a crepe spot. I got a crepe and a waffle, and we really pigged out. Ah, those crepes are good. You can get them anywhere here, but we got a real crepe. Got
to get a real crepe.
Yeah.
She's super crepey.
We went to Notre Dame. I farted in the church. That was fun.
That's fun.
Felt like a good time to fart. And so then we fly back, and this was the crazy part. We get on our flight. It's a whole thing. We catch the bus to the flight, blah, blah, blah. You find your thing. On our flight, it was XL Airways. I've never heard of this.
XL Airways?
XL.
Sounds like it's for big people.
That's what I said. It's a fat airline. I wish it was a fat airline, because you might get some room on this thing. This was a budget discount shitbox airplane.
Oh, boy.
So we get on it. It's nothing but Nigerians and Hasidic Jews.
Yikes. That's a tough combo.
That is it. I felt like I was in Borough Park over here.
Classic rivalry.
Yes. So we get on this flight, and right when the fucking plane takes off and you hear that bong, meaning you can take your seatbelt off, they all get up. The black guys, the Nigerians are selling mixtapes and purses. The Jews are carrying a baby, breastfeeding. The kids are jumping rope and playing hopscotch and twirling hair. I was like, what the fuck is anarchy?
Oh,
what are we doing? I'm in West Side Story over here.
Jeez.
It's wild. I mean, these discount flights, I think these people just do what they want on these planes. I'm not saying these people, but these people.
Those people.
Those people.
You're not saying these people, you're saying those people.
Thank you. And they just got up and at them, and they were playing hoops and cartwheeling right down the aisle, and geez Louise, it was a lot. You couldn't, nobody would sit for a minute. I saw this poor Gentile girl in the back just like, woo.
I'm the captain now.
She was trying to read, and like kids are like stepping over to like, you know, play hula hoop, and you know, they're doing playing chicken down the hallway. It was a whole thing.
Gee whiz.
It was wild.
Not a short flight either.
No, it was an 8 hour. For some reason, longer going back.
The tailwind.
Maybe.
I think that's it, because it's longer flying to LA and back. West, east to west.
Wind. How about that? Well, it was a tail, and they were full of wind, because there was a lot of farting, and I had a bond with the Gentiles. Like, can you believe this shit? And the Nigerians were, you know, they were breakdancing, and showtime, and the whole thing. And, you know, right when the boom goes off, they all get their bags down, they pull out shit out of their bags, they pull out, you know, oh my God, it was crazy. And they're all yelling across, hey, Shlomo, what's shaking? They go, hey, Mortimer, what's cooking over there? It's like, get up and talk or text or something. Good Lord. Nobody Jeez. Was watching the movie. Nobody had a headphone in. It was anarchy. So that was the longest flight of my life. Pasta was the meal, which wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah. I always feel like they have a pasta or a something else.
A chicken.
Pasta is good because everyone eats a pasta.
Everyone eats a pasta. It stays, as they say. It's not like a veggie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we land. Now, here's the fun, weird lunch part. We get off the flight. You're kooky. You're gay. You want to get home. It's 10 at night. She's got work in the morning. I got a shit. We walk out. Guess who hits us up? Big Turban.
Turban?
The Turban guys.
Oh, the Turban guy. They're I was back. Trying to think of a comedian.
Oh, no. The Turban guys are back.
Oh, they never went anywhere.
No. They're still there. They're all over the world.
They've been here since the beginning of time.
That's
they were
right.
here first.
That's true. Jesus.
Arabian Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jesus wore a turban.
Like Arabian Day.
He wore sandals.
That's true. And a loincloth.
That's bizarre.
And a hook shot. So we get off, and these Turban guys, oh, let me help you, because I'm like Ubering on my phone while holding a bag, so they think I'm some hayseed, you know, like, oh, this guy's clueless, and they're like, come with me. I'm like, I'm getting an Uber, get away from me, and they're like, how much that Uber's costing you? And I'm like, I don't know, $60. He's like, I'll take it for $67, but I got a Mercedes. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if it's a Honda Civic, I just want to get the hell out of here. And he's like, all right, $65. I'm like, your price is still above the Uber.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And it's illegal, you're breaking the law.
And it's illegal, and you smell like a dumpster fire. So, this big guy shows up with a mustache. He's got a big mustache and big glasses, and he goes, I'll give you a ride for free. So I'm like, what? And he goes, where are you going? I go, big, thick New York accent. I go, I'm going home. And I'm kind of like blowing both these guys off. Like, will you leave me be? And he goes to the Turban guy. He goes, leave them alone. And I go, hey, look, let's get the hell out of here. These guys are about to fight over me. What's going on here? And the guy goes, just come with me. I'll bring you home for free. And I look at his shirt. He's got an FDNY shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, bring me home. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, the West Village. He's like, I'll have my guy drop you off.
What?
And I'm like, what? And he's like, you don't want to go? And I'm like, well, I'm just a little confused. He goes, you're going to ride with that guy? You're going to ride with me for free? You're going to ride with a fireman? And I'm like,
what is he talking about? This
okay.
is suspicious.
That's what I was thinking. And so I got the gal here, and she's like, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go with him. I just took a risk.
With a fireman?
Fireman.
Did he have a helmet or an axe?
He had an FDNY shirt and a mustache. That's all I need.
You can buy those.
I guess so, but
and grow
I, you
them.
Know.
Buy them and grow them.
Well, we got in his car. His buddy picked him up. He's a little underling, like a little cadet. And we get in a big fire van. Turns out he just got back from Puerto Rico. He was helping them.
Oh, look at this guy.
Sweetest guy on the planet. I go, well, what do I owe you? Should I donate? Should I blow you? And he goes, R-A-K.
R-A-K.
And I go, come again? Is that a new machine gun? And he goes, R-A-K. And I go, what is that, an STD?
Ridiculous anal kike?
Random act of kindness.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Left out an O, but all right.
Well, they don't count the O.
I guess not.
Uh-huh. That'd be Roth. You don't want that.
Wow, boy, this guy's something. Where does he live?
He lives in, I think, Long Island City.
Oh, wow. So he went out of his way, this fella.
Well, here's the thing. He's got his cadet guy. This is the chief. Chief, I think his name was. Keep an eye out for this guy. He's big.
They're all Irish.
Yeah, they really are. And the sweetest guy, real tough, real man, you know. And out in Puerto Rico, working 17-hour days for 17 days and just helping the people, making fun of Trump. The whole thing was great.
Trump said he did it himself.
I know. He made fun of the whole paper towel thing. It was fun.
Oh,
talking about
that
the
was
Yankees.
Bad.
He was such a New Yorker. And we have to drop him off at the aqueduct.
That's where they fight?
No, that's where his car was parked.
Oh.
That's what these firefighters do. They drop their car off at the racetrack, and they get a ride over there to the airport.
That's smart thinking.
Yeah. So the cadet drops him off, and I get out, and I give him a big handshake. I was like, thank you. And I made eye contact for the one time in my life, and I said, I really appreciate it. You're a good egg. And he goes, yeah, get these boys home and hit the hood, you know. And then we got in. This guy took us home and took us directly to my front door. And I was like, what can I do? Can I sit on your dick or something? He goes, no, R-A-K. And he slid that door closed and helped me with my luggage and everything, and he left.
Boy, you got a PIF.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Whew. That was a risk. I thought you were talking about Puff Daddy.
We should go drive someone home.
I think I'm going to send him a fruit basket.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'll give him a basket with Mehran in it. So, So, yeah, that was it. Then we got home, and I was like, can you believe that? She was like, that was unreal. I was like, these are the best guys on earth. And, the guy just got back from Puerto Rico helping people, busting his ass to helping me for no reason.
We need more of that. It's inspiring. I feel great. Good to know they're out there. We got some good people here.
They're out there. They're sweethearts, and they eat chili all day and play foosball and save lives.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so we got home, and now I'm back. And I got 17 sets tonight, and I did 2 pods today, and we're back in New York.
Back in the New York groove.
The New York Louvre.
Oh, I like it. Ace Frehley.
Yes.
Ace Louvley.
Yeah. What is that? Kiss?
He was in Kiss. Yeah. Never cared for Kiss, but I love New York groove. Boy, it's so good.
That's a good song. I didn't care for Kiss either. The makeup, I don't need it.
No, the makeup's a little... I liked Best What Can I Do.
All right.
That one's fun. Detroit Rock City. There's a couple. Not my cup.
I never got to them. Or I don't like too much... Metallica. I don't like all that darkness.
Yeah, but they're not dark. They're like, ba-ba-dip-boo-boo.
I guess so. Well, their look is very like the tongue, you know?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we talked about Metallica. That's just not really a mood. Like at the hockey game today, they played Enter Sandman. You're like, yeah! You know, you're fine. But other than that, you're like, come on, what are we doing?
Right. But they're huge.
Oh, yeah. Great band. It's just, I don't have the situation where I'm looking to listen to that.
Yes.
Like I'm sitting in my house, I got some jazz, or I'll rock out in the car, but I'm never like, I want to rock out like, even the losers!
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking, wah! I want to dance.
Right.
I'm never like, you know, Master! What am I doing? I'm 35, I'm married.
I'm with you. But these white kids in the burbs, they're just banging their head and their hair, and they're in their room going, I hate my dad. Come on, get alive. Go get laid.
Jeez.
Crack a book.
Well, we got to wrap it up. But speaking of pods, live podcast.
Ooh.
November 8th, I believe it is. November 8th. That's going to be hot. 11 p.m., Fat Black, special guest, We're Gay. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets. We got to sell that out or we're going to look like assholes.
Oh, yeah. But it's going to be a hot one, folks. New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah. And then that's Sunday, November 12th. Is it the 12th? Yeah, November 12th. That's Sunday night. Also festival. PS109. I tweeted it. I Facebooked it. Come to the secret show, whatever the hell it's called. PS109. Ari Shaffir and Jason Cantor and myself. We put it on. Mark will be there. And hopefully some surprise guests.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying. Who knows?
Last one sold out. So get on board, folks.
Oh, yeah. That'll sell out for sure. I mean, Ari hasn't mentioned it yet in his pod. So once he does, forget about it. But we sold quite a few tickets just from this show alone, which
That's
is nice.
True. That's true.
And yeah, come check me out this weekend. I'm at DC at the Draft House next weekend, Rooster Teeth Feathers. And you know, that's it. Go be nice to each other. Let's take care of each other out here, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
These are scary times.
Check me out this weekend at the Comedy Castle. You been there?
Yes, I love that town.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool club. It's nice. It's like a little bit past its prime, but still good and juicy and great place to go. Great little movie theater around the corner. It's like a theater.
All right.
And it's a nice little town, and the club is good. They treat you really nice there.
Oh,
and,
great.
I had some Tuesdays come out. I really enjoyed my time there.
All right, good. I need a little treatment. Come out after that to Zany, Chicago. Everybody's raving about these Tuesdays and Zanies, mostly you. But I want to meet you. I want to hug you, and I want to blow you. So come on out.
So many there.
Great. Helium, St. Louis after that. I'm doing a whole midrest anal. Then Punchline Sacramento, Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle, Edmonton. Lord knows there's nothing else to do, so say hello. I hear it's a real oil town with a bunch of blue-collar nut jobs.
Connor McDavid, my favorite athlete never.
Uh-huh.
Thing for him.
All right, I'll open with that. San Francisco Punchline, Comedy Connection in Providence, Albany, Funny Bone, Mohegan Sun. Then we're doing Raleigh. We're also doing Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie in January.
Well, we're not doing Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing Laugh It Up. I just shit my pants. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Poughkeepsie, January 5th. Rode by on the train yesterday.
Great time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Good nights, Philly Helium. You know it. You love it. Dr. Grins. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Check the websites, ComedianJoeList.com, Mark Norman Comedy. Hit the Twitter. Hit the Facebook page. Yell at Chipotle. Suck your dad's dick. And
eat your mom's puss.
We'll see you all in hell. Praise Allah. Hit the Patreon, too.